now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day. How can anything good come out of a flat tire? Hi, Paul here with special guest Sarah Taylor.
That was yesterday after the Lauren Daigle concert. My 11-year-old was with me and we were getting ready to head home. I had an Allen wrench in the back passenger tire.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so I made it to a gas station, but it was dimly lit. And when you've got your kid with you and it's dark, I mean, it's just this whole other element of protective instincts.
Yeah, because you're out of your normal realm there. You're in a place that's foreign to you.
So I looked at Olivia, I put my hand on hers and I said, let's pray. And I said, dear Jesus, would you please provide someone who can help us and keep us safe? And I brought her into the store and there was a gentleman checking out, buying a snack. And I looked at him and I said, this is my situation. Can you help us? He smiled and he saw the Spirit 105.3 on my shirt. And he goes, were you at the concert?
Oh,
that was the moment I knew. We share a faith. And he goes, my wife and I wanted to go, but we had a CPR class for the kids that we foster.
Oh, my gosh.
And he started telling me about the life group that he leads at his church. I instantly felt at ease. He waited for me while I called roadside assistance. And I was frazzled, so he helped me find the address and my location where I was. He helped me locate my spare tire. He even made some jokes, like to put me and my daughter at ease. It wasn't until he said goodbye that I said, what's your name? His name is Peter, and you better believe I got his contact info. He is getting a load of CDs from this radio station.
And I bet a free ticket to the next Lauren Daigle concert, too.
He helped the right person, but I will say this. Driving home, I said to Olivia, this is how God provides. He puts people to be his hands and feet, and that's what Peter was. I think that lesson's going to stick with her for a long time.